September 8th, 2013.
Oh, you're going to put your witness recording from your computer too?
Yeah, I'll put that on.
Did you bring Natalie's or no?
Yeah, Natalie's is now taping.
Tomorrow's the big day, Amy.
Amy's birthday.
46.
Oh, wow. Just a baby.
A baby, yeah.
I know. <it is. laughs>
Meanwhile, her daughter on the 11th is turning 16. Oh, you need that. Driving. Yeah. I meant to print that out and give you a chance, Joshua.
So we'll say the prayer. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of doing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of doing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So, the Venerable Tsongkhapa said, white and black karma are due to good and bad thoughts. If the thoughts are good, one's position and course will be good. If the thoughts are bad, one's position and course will be bad. Because everything depends on one's thoughts.
Oh yeah. Oh, did you go car sore? Car be leh da, na be leh sine me do. Kewa da, tiba sine me do ra. Oh, did kewa kandes chewre sine? Ko sim sangbo, chigi kunen launi. Ani leh kari chebe na ko kewa re do ra. Car be leh rigo ra. Oh, sim tene me kewa am. Oh, chigi kunen launi. Lay Karchevineco, Nabula Rendura. Then the same long matin chigile Karchevineco, came make a kind of my engaging Queen and Lana Lechevineco, Loma Dangle Renduora. Oh, what do you do? Carnal Lenum, Samba Sang in Las. Samba Sana, Satan Lam, the Lam Drive in Ayako, Satan Laminaco, Sanguda, members tell me teaching Saddle, Tinde Chabati, Cosambe. Top chijung sang action in Ruyora. Oh, did you tamjebe? Give me a cariluma danger at the kitty side the Susan Semler, I'll ever ask you. Oh, did you go semba the tendation, M. Dune, Dr. Chekores at Yerwa?
Here, white and black karma, then don't really have to translate it so literally. It means, constructive and destructive actions, or virtuous and non-virtuous actions, or virtuous and non-virtuous karma, are due to good and bad thoughts. Here, thoughts, good thoughts here means a kind-hearted or warm-hearted or virtuous motivation. And then bad thoughts here is referring to destructive thoughts. It means destructive motivation, where you have a non-virtuous motivation, or another word we could use would be sinful. So here that's also not mentioned, but there's a kind of neutral actions, then they neither have a virtuous or a non-virtuous motivation. So if the thoughts are good, then one's position and course will be good. Here, again, is talking about just if it's almost like if you translate it as your attitude, if your attitude is constructive, then your position and course will be good. This means either, this also distinguishes the difference between having a Hinayana motivation or a Mahayana motivation. If the thoughts are bad, one's position and course will be bad, because everything depends on one's thoughts. So it's all of this then depends on one's motivation or motivating attitude, we could say. So we take a look at how what we're doing here. We're explaining teachings that are according to the Mahayana, and then but you need to you have to have a motivation, a Mahayana motivation, where you're thinking, I'm listening and reflecting and practicing these teachings in order to become a person who has completely eliminated all faults and has all good qualities and become a Buddha. That means, and then if you do that, then listening to these teachings will be a Mahayana practice. On the other hand, if you listen thinking that I have to listen to and study reflect on these teachings in order to attain the high state of liberation for myself, then if you're thinking in that way, then your listening to these teachings will go as a cause for you to attain the goal of a person of so-called intermediate or on the intermediate level, or somebody with a medium capacity, that where you're, it goes as a cause of attaining liberation, freedom from suffering. Then if your thought or your attitude or your motivation in thinking of in studying and listening and reflecting on these teachings, then if your motivation is to be free of any kind of unfortunate rebirth and to attain a human or life, or life as a deity in your next lifetime, then it, your listening to these teachings won't be a cause for either liberation or attaining the omniscience of a Buddha, but it will be a cause for you to attain the goals of a person of small capacity. It means the initial level of practice.
No, yeah, what do you do? That in the kind of marriage, Chushenge in and Ranyanga in and Chugoran, the Tibetan Bikishi, or the Tamian and of Chita, Chiso, Kabachi, Yabushimbachi, with some such stars, or any Kabachi, Biggie, of which Kevin do civilities and Tindaji Samlatanjaku, Chushenge, Yangin Yangina, go Chuzakin do your mara. Send this young young to that Kabachi as soon as she was.
Then if you listen to the teachings in a way that where you're just thinking, either listen to the teachings or explain the teachings with a motivation just to look good or appear knowledgeable or, learn about and, really know these things. And none of the other motivations, just thinking in that way, then it won't be actually any kind of practice of the teachings. It'll just be for the purpose of this lifetime. If you happen to be a monk and listen in that way, then you'll actually accrue some, destructive karma, some sinful karma.
Well, then you go, my dear, to see you, Bena. Calling me, I wish him, but she was some sort of child on the other. She gets out your end of today to the seven, the co beggar, and she can't shoot yes, make you a want to do a younger order.
Even we're thinking with some kind of pride, that I'm learning this, or you're thinking out of pride or jealousy, competitiveness, something like that. You're thinking, I have to learn these to appear really good, something like that. Then, that means you're mixing your mind with what we call the eight worldly concerns. It's even dangerous that listening to the teachings, even though we're teaching the Mahayana teachings, that you're... you will accrue some destructive karma or sin, even we say we're explaining here and listening to the Mahayana teachings, it's really dependent upon the person and their motivation, whether what they receive is the Mahayana teachings or not. When we look at the motivation of a person on the intermediate level, they're thinking to attain, they're generating what we call a determination to be free of suffering, and they're thinking to attain liberation from suffering. This is the Dharma. This is the Buddha's teaching. It's a wonderful thing. It's not something to denigrate, thinking, oh, that's just a low motivation. But if you compare it to the Mahayana motivation, in the Hinayana motivation, that you're just thinking of yourself and your own liberation. The Mahayana motivation is then taking that same feeling of wanting to attain liberation, but wanting to liberate all living beings. So your concern is for all living beings. So then, relative to that kind of motivation, Mahayana motivation, then it's said that the Hinayana motivation is less, you know, it's lesser or something like that. It's relatively less, but it's not at all less, you know, not at all inferior, I guess we could say. So here we have, it's clear that when it's talking about that everything, let's see, if thoughts are, because everything depends on one's thoughts here, whether they're good or bad. So in the case of anything that's, when we're teaching, then it's clear that there can be any kind of, although the teaching's just the same, there can be, dependent on the motivation, that the result can be very different. And also, the same goes for anything that's said, really. And when you say something, the same phrase or the same sentence, it could be very virtuous or not, depending upon the person's motivation. So it's really that motivation that's the mind or the motivation or the motive that is the most important. And so it's taught here in the 400, there's a description of the bodhisattva being able to perform deeds with a good motivation, that what happens is that the deed would normally be considered sinful or destructive, but because of the bodhisattva's motivation, then it's not. It's a virtuous deed.
Yes, on that, she quite quiet and they do the good. What do you do? Same day, yagachi chena koya chitu guyara, duga chena chitu guyara. Tindu suzu semdi, yaguchi chepo sungyu cheche. Dichebi yena, rangin dödön, sangma tamjitu semla teni lukuduwa. O, chechi mungundu lami koga yena dra, chendili didi yena dra, tarwada tamji kimba yena, sangma tamji semla teni lukuduwa. O, tisunza ko semdi, yishingi noru daburi yesu, suzu semdi, tindu chene samla taan yena. Nganzu di, sholuka chiyuwa, di tindyamne yaguduwa. Semni chibu kunji sabiun desa si doa. Semni chibu kunji sabiun desa. Kangla sita nyangen den doa si. Ndewen drebu tamji desa chibu ishin non desa me cha se loo se si. Di lung tana. Din desa jim no.
So really, if you examine your mind and closely check on your motivation, then whatever you do, then it can make a huge difference. That what you can do can go as a cause for your attaining full enlightenment or attaining liberation or attaining a better lifetime. Or if it's a bad motivation, a destructive motive that you have that or sinful, then it can. That action can then be a cause for you to be reborn into a miserable situation and or unfortunate rebirth in your next lifetime, and so then it's very important to guard your mind and be very careful what your motive is when you engage in anything, and. But if you're able to guard your mind, and then the mind can be like a wish-granting jewel, we can say. And there's one verse here from the great adept Saraha, where he says, "Mind alone is the seed of all." Depending on it, we proceed to cyclic existence or to nirvana. I bow down to the mind, which is like a wish-granting jewel, bestowing any goal that we might want.
Tishu mangbu chishisha, semji tishu mado, tishu mangbu chishisha, namjune, ngime kadamba tu kangso, so semli ya kare tengido, kare chigido, yagalan rugido, dolan rugido, ti pa ka tsu ten, yan pa tan ti, yurju tan, o ti di ko, zoho chigo yara. Ti chebe ne ko semdi, yaru 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 rugi yara. Ene pa ruchili tanda ko, tanda nganzo semdi nyamogu, sosu de semdi shenwa du juru. Semde nyamogi shiwa, chakdangi shiwa tu juu ni kanju maju lode yore, migi basu yore, ti meba cha. So, semde wangju chetumge. Semde ki kiwe chol maadu, migi wa chol mendoge. Tinde chene, janju semba nashi. Lega karjene ko kiwa kyangja. Karjene kiwa kyangja maadu chi, duhu meyong atinde regi yore.
If we examine our mind, say, like the practice of the Gadampa, teachers, an older sect in Tibet, where they're great practitioners, and they're always talking about how you have to guard and check your mind, check your motivation, and then they would constantly be correcting themselves to try and direct their minds in a virtuous direction. Right now, really, our minds are under the influence of the afflictions, the destructive emotions and thoughts. But if we constantly check them and redirect our thoughts and motivation and all that we do, then eventually you get to this point where you are only directing your mind towards that your mind is only going in a virtuous direction, and the Gadampa practitioners are describing that experience of being able to direct their minds in a only in a virtuous direction. This is one story of a geisha. I forget his name, but he only wore. He was one of these Gautama geishas, these great practitioners, and he just his clothes were totally just basically rags, you know, sewn together, and
geisha Begongen, sir.
Begongen is probably was his name. I think his name was that, and he lived very, very simply, and actually in the winter he slept in the Tibetan equivalent of a haystack, I think. He's considered it quite warm, you know, the hay kept him warm. So then people would just look at him and think, oh, what a pity, look at that poor person. So he related this. He said, oh, people are just looking at me and say, oh, what a pity. I really don't get it. I think of myself as the happiest person that there could be in the whole of cyclic existence. Here's a person who had, redirected his mind in only a virtuous direction, so that he was always, in fact, happy, but he didn't have all these concerns like ourselves. We're just always worried about, I don't know if this is a good place to live, I need to get something to eat. He didn't even really think about his food or his clothing. He just lived very simply as a hermit and was happy all the time.
Sem de tangiore, sir. Sem del condu tangajet to Sunja Yomare. Tendike Yomare, Sosupe, Yogunashi, Mik, Keran Digi, Condu, the Chagdan Digi, Dimajesque, Yoguku Nashi, Nazul Kultu Giora, Semi, Ransem de Shaman, the song, Sem Chagdan Shaman, and do it. And again, so now I that Tendula Soba, Tendeleco, Semi Giora. Tendugo and Zambulin, the Sosu traveled to Shuina. Go out on a little never just egg, but till a half a check your madison door. The same did, same did, diligent. Do it, Esther. Johnny, your commerce over this yesterday. Now, where we are, simply on your motors will go, trasming the door, traddling him at your mind. Michibia mong by the tragedy. And it's Hagnanus over your motor, Ranshall and never sing a tea tragedy. Chinese chair, try one thing, but this was the same day. Make you a symptom with that tragic
door.
Jitensum yūne tī yūgri shē nā yuārdo.
Tī
yīndi. Yāku mācē nā kō kāsīn sā nā shē. Kāmsū nā sēmlē jīgbā shēn gā mā. Sēmlē tā dūgā chī mē.
Nīyā
sōng lī pēngiān gā tā jīgdēn wā tā rāngā wā gā. Cēndē lī nā gā sā shē nā mā tū jīg. Tēndē chē tūk mā tū. Tī lē dūgā rē. Tī sōng zē ngā jū. Mio mō lī ā tā. Mī shī bē mōng bā lā tā. Sīm jēn tā mā rē sā. Sīm jēn tī gā mī shī bē mōng bā tā. Chakdāng gā shēn wā tū jū nā. Kōrā bē shē bā rāng shī tū mē nē bā nā shī chā tī yō rē. Kō lī nīng jī shī rē. Wā mā tī gā tī tī nē. Mio mō tū sā rē. Tē zō lā ngā jū tā sōng gu rē sā. Tē zō mē bā sō yā tō shī chā gu rē sā sōng gu tuā.
So, if we think about it, that really we get concerned about what we eat, where we stay, where we sleep, and so forth. But these are really, you know, secondary to how we think about them. They in and of themselves don't bring any suffering or difficulty to us. It all comes from our mind. Therefore, it just like we were talking about last week, the mind is very formidable. That means that it's really can be quite frightening or terrifying, because it can lead us in directions that we into. It's the mind that leads us in such a direction. If we're doing only harmful actions, then it's the mind that's leading us in that direction and will cause us to be reborn into miserable realms for many lifetimes. So really, it's the mind that's powerful. It's not, for instance, we think of atom or nuclear weapons as being very powerful, but it's not really the weapons in and of themselves. It's the people who are behind the weapons and behind that those people are their own thoughts and motivations. It's really their minds that are frightening, and so then we have to be very careful about thinking in this way about that the mind can be like we were talking about last week. It can lead us in a direction that's a very destructive direction. So we have to be very careful of that.
Oh yeah, what did you tell Karso Ngaranzu? Do you tune to the social assembly?
Oh, we have to have an attitude that where the enemy is not on the outside, okay? There's nothing that's harmful on the outside. The harmful thing is on the inside, and the chief harm then is our ignorant confusion, right? The confusion of our ignorance, maybe you could say like that, and then also the afflictive emotions or destructive emotions like attachment and hostility that result from that.
And that's also like my homarity, sang a carriage, majesty, so send the social one to do it and dally, combat you are. Oh, some young bachelor, so now Tadoda, my dear, the million never can do somebody, oh, the Yahumarism, oh, may some just to do it. And it's chamber that Sawada, she sent being some wicked in a church you are. Oh, the nature you call assembly, our tongues into church, Tadon to church, so the same we carriage do it again, and it do it in your shay yardy. Yar 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 ndugura kombache sun ne paru jil chanju simba ne system de kari ne sangbe shangwa de jura ma do ne be shangwa de jur me do ge den de chaju ho do de ga ran su samlo de samge ho mara su su sem de tanda kari ne de rangja rangshin ji ko rangshin ji tu rangwe ne tu sa ne shi da ga ran de ba ma do jur jur ji tang ne shi jin dwa ye ge samlo ko ge ho mara ngo di man de de dang go ra den jin de ba ne jong a de rangshin ma de 콘도사부여나 콘도랑신지 사고 말에 규주다여레 차도사부여네 아제사부여나 미시베 몽바사부여나 강가 규주다여레 섬제 소소셈리아 파타야다 춘진야데데 딱바데스텐데시 삼로타데기이나 아니코 소소셈리아 연댕이 차데코 타요 말이야 페야들 타게요 말 공부 전에 야 페두레 Madochi Rangshima, Takbaris Tindistia, Yomade, some did some good, I think, and some Giomar Mancha. A Susan M. Gis, some Lucari Nettie, Tower and Degger Mato, Shantandre, Mavish, team member Shandajne, Tobjako Jarishi, Hachik Drea, or some Kurkido. Who did it, Yomardo? Tandi is a same day. Karineko, Yar Yar Taya, you two wedding your in your retire, you some Susan Susan Assembly Chen, some Saras and Sarchi.
So when you have to distinguish, use your intelligence to distinguish what is a helpful state of mind, what is a harmful state of mind, a destructive state of mind, and a constructive state of mind, and recognize that if you follow your competitiveness and jealousy and pride and so forth, it only leads in a destructive direction. And so you try to your hardest then to bring those under your control, and then recognize that love and compassion and altruistic thoughts and motivations are very constructive, and try to increase those. And gradually, just through accustoming to this practice of disciplining your mind in this way, then you'll gradually reach to this attitude of the bodhisattva and just having a very compassionate, caring, and altruistic attitude. But this is not what most of us are engaged in. Most of us just sort of let our minds go in whatever direction they want to take us, that our mind wants to take us. As a result of this, then we get involved in all sorts of problems, and so then basically we're thinking that, well, you can't really change your mind. That's why we let our mind go. That's just natural that we have these destructive thoughts and so forth. But if we have that attitude, we won't be able to accustom ourselves to changing our mind. We have to understand that the mind is not just naturally that way. It's a dependent arising. So then, if we make some effort to change our minds, then gradually we can change the mind to such a point that we reach to having the mind of that's like a bodhisattva, that where that's only thinking of others, only oriented toward others, and this kind of a mind becomes limitless. It has limitless possibilities to be constructive in this way. So then, if we make efforts to it, then we can achieve the transformation of becoming fully enlightened. We're thinking, on the other hand, that somehow it's something that we have to do that's outside of our mind. We have to, there's some practice or something I can do, or something that's outside of, something other than, disciplining the mind.
Tendition, o chongji chongba chongji chimbo jibu hiwe chichi ane lundonga lundonba kanji hore dibe jibu chene tsochu na dubu chene tsochu di sozo semli yorwa o jiza ko samlo tangtan de shena chongji jibin ju nere sozo sobo lu chungju di jibu chache mesi kietu gure te samlo yabu dahma dune lu chungju di bet dunga shachi nya midiwa shachi che अनि सो क्यों अच्छे में दुबुचे सेंडले दुबुचे इन सो दूरा वो जी इन्हें को समलो पा या बुच ताबुचे जी को सेम दूए ये सेम दे मगुए समाते पा दुलगे दुगुचे कोया दी यंदे दी आ जेर जेर चेने अनि सेम दे ये बेचा दा मिशिबे मोंगे चादे पा सेने सेम सांग बेचा दे तार्चिंबा अनि मिशिबे मोंगे सेने शेज तम्जे किंबा Mahumbana Tindrichungo ne che kukur ee sam, yon kukur ee sam je Simda che se ti tiondaa liyata, kari che ne Chui nye ne, tuba che ne, lega che ne kanga ti tiondaa nruwa rachi Samlu tangu toho, Tindrichungo lungu cha ne Ti shi jeba ta, nye ngur ee se, okur di chen tu
If we then think that If we discipline our minds thinking or control our minds, control, you can say control your thoughts and emotions, maybe is the way we think, or your feelings and your thoughts. If you direct them, you guard your mind against having these destructive thoughts, and you say, if they keep on coming up, you say, oh, I don't need that, and then you have these constructive thoughts, and you think, oh, that's helpful, and then you try and increase those thoughts. Then gradually, you actually can bring about a change in your mind, such that you can be happy and cheerful all the time, and joyful all the time. So then. It's very similar to what the Gaudapas say. They talk, my body is a city of bliss, or a city of happiness anyway. We don't have to say bliss, really, just a city of happiness that your body, no matter how, whatever size it is, if your mind is disciplined, then you are directing it to only to virtuous thoughts, then it can be a city of happiness, like they're saying. On the other hand, if you just let it go, like most of us just, it doesn't really matter what I think, and if we just let that go, your body instead, no matter how small your body might seem, that it will become, a support for bringing much suffering to you in this life and in the future life. So then, if you then, when you're thinking and listening to these teachings of the Aryadevas 400, and it's good to then motivate yourself to that. Then I will. I will use my life to control discipline my mind in such a way that I'm directing it towards virtuous or constructive thoughts and keeping it away from going in a non-virtuous direction. And for the purpose of doing that, I will listen to and think about these teachings.
I should look at Kavales when
you. Shiva.
Shiba.
Shiba. Shiba.
Shiba.
Shiba.
Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba. Shiba.
So now we're on. Verse 105, which is at on page 136.
Da niba shenla mege warin gyorwa yang chanju sembe sambe wange kelinye dun gyorgiresi do chanju sembe chidan melia Mikiwaan yurki yunaya chanchu sambadozo ko kewe samlu korangdi shukchi tewaang da sonza ko chwebaak tindri mikiwaan namdiyu shandali mikiwaan yimbatozo kewaalan yurki yuwaare sungudwa. Oh, di tengidwa. Di labdata.
So, if you look at the outline on page 313, it shows what the topic of the verse is, and here it says, showing how even that which is non-virtuous in others becomes supremely virtuous in bodhisattvas by the power of their attitude, because they're able to direct their attitude in a virtuous or constructive direction, their motivation in a constructive direction, whatever they do becomes virtuous.
Ta lekun la yi tso yin ba ti chir se tan dang jo sem de tso re she sar wa che za lunga ge lekun li ya yi de ne tso yin ba ti chir na ne sam be chang ju sem ba la se ge am wen de me ge ru tham je ke le nyen gyur de gang che yi de wang gyur che se sam be wang ge chang ju sem ba de zu li ya ne ge wa chim ba la so ba o te zo da me ge wa so che ba la so ba she la me ge wang gyur te zo yin na se go ra ge am wen de me ge an ru se Tamje gele ne ju de se tamje de ne kewa da kewa na ne de ne kewa ya shu le shu de ni du gyur ge re se ka re se ne chan ju sem ba do zo ane yi de so so sem de so so wang du gyur ane sem de kewa shen wang du gyur ma do chak da me ge we shen wang du gyur ge wa ma re se go ra o de du ko le ga re che ne ko kewa chi ma to ji mi go de yong chu yo ma ro wa ka shi ri yi de wang gyur chi ru se o de ji la
So here in bodhisattvas, the verse reads, in bodhisattvas, through their intention, all actions, virtuous and non-virtuous, become perfect virtue because they are in control of their minds. So here we had previously the idea that of whatever you do, whether it's physical, verbal, or mental action, it's your intention that's very important, and your motivation. And so here, the commentary reads, since mind is foremost in all activities, here that means virtuous actions such as giving and so forth, and even such actions as killing, which in others would be non-virtuous, would be destructive actions, then all become perfect virtues in bodhisattvas who are in control of their minds. Control of their minds means that their hostility and attachment and so forth are under their control. They don't go in the direction of those of their afflictive or what do we say destructive thoughts and emotions, and because of their motivation to help others, so that they have this motivation or intention to help others. This is because they have the commentary goes on to say, this is because they have gained the ability at will to engage in virtue and not to engage in non-virtue. Meaning that they have the ability to direct their minds in a virtuous direction and to not let their minds go in a non-virtuous direction.
Muya, ta pena sera. Chanju semba ningji chembo se ta di sheg doai. Chanju semba ningji chembo she chawa. Teben do gyurba shege se ta chanju semba ne ningji chembo shama do gyurbe teben chege se doa. Chanju semba nga ja sobar gyurba se chanju semba yenge nge chongba nga ja ta tende ta da langbo da tende ke che che chalama bu ke che yungu yo embera Oh, pogo samje ko gulundi samlutarwa te janju sambache ge hakore te tebe de hakon ao tako mitage de janju sambache ji rende zo songba de zo tezo se na ne ko nyawale pe kyaw mangbo nyawale te ko chigre tile tangye ko se shana ngaran nyawale le ji droko na michik sebe nyawale ndu ji tos ta gre samje ane mediko se sharwa se sha de ko kunu sangbe wang ge cheba songje na ko keba mangbolya ane koala korgobe leto se pa tando ne koala korme go ben jure res gora
The example here on page 137 is a bodhisattva called Mahakaruna. Here it means that his name just means that he's Karuna here. Mahakaruna means great compassion. So it means he's always under the influence of his compassion. He's always under the influence of his great compassion. So he was captain, and then he used a short spear to slay a pirate captain who intended to kill a group of 500 bodhisattvas on board. This is like a treasure hunting ship, and they were laden down with many valuable goods, and so the pirate captain was thinking that this is a great opportunity to make it, to become very wealthy, and so then he was the bodhisattva captain understood that this pirate captain had this evil intent, and so then he thought, well, if this pirate captain kills 500 bodhisattvas, he will accrue such destructive karma that he'll never get out of miserable realms for many, many aeons. And so then, if I don't engage in non-virtuous activities, so I can certainly take on the destructive karma that would result from taking this person's life. And so he then took this person's life, and it's said that because he had such a virtuous motivation that he accrued so much constructive karma or merit that he turned his back on 100,000 aeons of cyclic existence. He didn't have to be reborn into cyclic existence over that period of time.
That then the co changes somebody, Songbang Abjate, and the Sanga Kora Nigalco, Ningji Shimando Journey, and the co Chibuli Seriora. This was a code Miguel and Yurumarta. Gavan Yurjeco, Gavan Mambulia, Qua Coco, a lady, Sondurava. Oh, Dicunuguang Resigora. Oh, Dico Tandaco, Sega de la Coyo Mamboco, yes, only tenant to any uncle Gray Samje, telling you chin it in a coat, and that session of so good the daughter Maduke, take your maresam, Naranji, call Nevalikin, Kemes Samje. Lotanroa. O tiene de colia, de buen yurgue mares, ora pena, tabdazoge, de pechena sedua, amjisoge, tu tuchi pena lagual soja yuna, de a tugnugun, yala chegrua, lagua de chechagre, lagua chech and a co tabda de co de majin, coche, tile dugan jupenia sonda, de cheva del cola, de buen yurgue mares, and the pensum genico, yuan yurgue, de buen yurgue marwa, o dinna chico seva de. Kolya dunge mabu shiba ji yongya dipa ka ni ti den dal ni ji kun lan se ba sunza kolya tene o dipan yurg ma re se gore
So again, when we examine how the captain was under this, was completely overwhelmed with compassion, and he thought about the future of this pirate captain. If he killed 500 bodhisattvas, he would he saw that he would have such a miserable existence for such an incredibly long period of time that he determined that it wouldn't really matter to him. He just sort of, freely gave up any attachment to himself being reborn into a miserable existence as a result of taking this person's life, and decided to that he would just do that. He would just take that person's life, and it's because of his pure motivation that then he was able to purify himself from any karma that would result in him being reborn into cyclic existence for whatever, hundreds of thousands of aeons of cyclic existence. And so that's the power of this decision. There's an example, I think it's given maybe later on, where a doctor is in a similar situation when a person has been bitten by a snake on their hand, and then the doctor has no recourse other than to cut the arm off, and severing the arm saves the person from death. So it's the smaller, for the sake of freeing somebody from a greater pain, it's okay to, if you have the right motivation, certainly the doctor has to have the right motivation as well, but to cause some person a moment's suffering and spare them of great suffering in the future is the same that for a doctor, and it's a more ordinary example. So the similar example would be Lambuche Gangna.
Lambuche Ngoga le tevara ko zibuche ngira ane ko kei jabara. Tene trudi shegi yora.
So then this story I wasn't familiar with, so I had to get it right. Tika
dhu shi gira na gira na yungu dwa.
But their bodhisattvas also appear in animal lives. They take rebirth as animals, and there was this one bodhisattva who was reborn as a lion, and then he saw situation in front of him where there were a few people trapped inside this circle of poisonous snakes. All these snakes were closing in on these people, and so then he got up on the head of an elephant's head and let out this huge roar, and the snakes understood that they got afraid, and then they all split. So then that's a similar example to what we were talking about.
This one. Oh yeah, tanga jo shologa chukba dinda. Oh, sem je balata sanam dilya. Tondam be sem ki bese ni yara. Kunzu chanju ji sem da tondam chanju ki sem sin ni yara. Kunzu chanju ki sem sin na sem je tam je tondo san je ji koban to bar sha nya be sem de ngazu. Chanju sem se de kunzu chanju sem si yara. Kunzu se go kare sin na san je ji koban de kunzu ro. O de tom de ji lo son ja kunzu chanju sem si yara. Ko me se de kunzu kunzu be ko san je ku le me ne. Mietendesh toba chagi yin sam yora. Tala kunzu chanju ki semsi, namgyu nganzu chanju ki semsi yadere. Tandam chanju ki semsi na tongba nyi ngu sumdu togbe ishi dele tandam chanju ki semsi yora. Tandamba tongba nyi limbikbe semdele yad, tandam chanju ki semsi yora. Sa tandam chanju ki semdi, tandam chanju ki semsi yora. Sem jeba dele yane, sem tandam chanju ki sem tangbu jebe sunam karrese. Ani shendali ya sem kechu na penyo karyo si ni sheba na na tangbu di shekduwa. Tila.
Then, talking about the merit of generating the altruistic intention is the next topic. If you look on page 313, here we're talking about bodhicitta. Bodhicitta then is divided into two types. There's two types of bodhicitta. One is the conventional bodhicitta, or we call it the spirit of enlightenment, the conventional spirit of enlightenment. Then there's the ultimate or highest spirit of enlightenment, or something, if you want to think of it that way. So then the difference between these two is that the conventional spirit of enlightenment is talking about what we understand as the usual bodhicitta, where you're motivated to attain highest enlightenment for the sake of all living beings. Here the it's called conventional because the state of highest enlightenment of Buddhahood then is a conventional phenomena. And then there's this ultimate bodhicitta, or ultimate spirit of enlightenment, where the and here it's called ultimate altruistic intention. Here we're talking about direct experience or direct cognition of emptiness. So then which happens on the first level of a bodhisattva. So here, the topic of this one next verse is of this ultimate spirit of enlightenment. It says merit, and it's investigating the merit of these two types of spirit of enlightenment. Here, the merit of generating the first ultimate altruistic intention. 106.
Bisai, oh yeah. Tā tāndam chāngshū kī sēm sēdī kō sā tāngbū nē tī kīrā, tōngbā nī ngū sūm tū tōsū na, chāngshū sēmbā tī kī tōngbā nī ngū sūm tū tōsū na, nē sā tāngbū sī kī wārā, o tī nē sōn tī tāndam chāngshū sēm tō kī tī sī wārā.
So once you reach the first level of the bodhisattva, the first ground, it says here, that is, what do you say, simultaneous or synonymous with generating the ultimate spirit of enlightenment or ultimate altruistic intention. So then from then on you have this ultimate altruistic intention.
Ko tongpa nyingwe sumdo to ni chanju simbata zo ko yaya yandruya dila satchus che shiagruwa. Tongpa yandruya yandru satangpa nyingwe sumbo sakupa chubasya ni sangye yora. Sasasagwa de karasne sangye ye yandren kebe sadabu sonza ni sasas mingda sharwa. Ingyo tongpa nyi tobe lamlis yora.
So, we're not talking about that. Just talking about here the level of the bodhisattva. The level here, it's also translated as a ground, okay, the first ground of the bodhisattva, or the first level of the bodhisattva. Here it means that there's 10 grounds or 10 levels that you proceed through, and it's a path, a pathway of where your mind is developing to the extent that after the 10th level or 10th ground, then you become a Buddha. So then it's talking about the development of the, you know, the highest development of a bodhisattva.
Yeah. Ta chenju simba sem dangbo tendwa. Chenju simba sem dangbo sadin kyo thamje ne kholo gyurwa ni gyurwa te da sonam le je pas. Chenju simba sem dangbo ke ba de le de ne sonam kar yor sene sadin na ye be kyo de sama thamje de kholo gyurwa kholo gyu ke ba gyurji ge sonam de le khande yung de sene sonam o ya
me chi
telling me to speed up in my translation. So then, the merit of bodhisattvas with first intention far exceeds that which would make all beings on earth become universal monarchs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's talking about that after that a bodhisattva has attained this first ground or first level.
This was. And that, ko sem dambu ke suna ko pe chem bi da de si yora. Ga re suna ko de sa ding ki ke tsam ma tam je ko le ki ve ke bun ju ye ga sunam de chem bu re de le ja sa be sunam to bu re sun gu da. Oh, de ji la.
So it's just talking about how first intention means that first ground here where your or first level where even all beings on earth, if they had the, you know, if you sort of combine the merit that would, each one would have to become a universal monarch, means a ruler of the universe, and that is a huge amount of merit would be needed, and if you combined all that, then the merit of a bodhisattva would be much more than that. Would exceed that.
No, yeah. But not Gabo, then the Petcher, Pedalia, Gabo to the Kong, and Melo, such as a Gabo to the Ko, a chip don't hear it, and that she dishes a Mikanga Ketang door. Oh, till Dashi, as it did, is a Niko Mikanga soon doing it, and it comes to share and of Cardinal Rigbat and Merigbat, Pachin, and it Gabo could take Gavia than Norman would do a Korova. Koyim batesin tu segitu ah, ane dia tan tambah cangju kesem tambah kiri sana ya, ane sange gigi dia tambah di ko dua ko kota busunza, oh pete dan rawari saya resi segitu
ah, mungkin
jebat palosan di kira.
So here in the example is about a king issuing an edict which made it easy to know what was permitted and not permitted. This brought the king great wealth. Here it's talking about the king is in the earlier days of kings, then they would summon all their subjects before them and then describe what could be done and what should not be done, and then in doing like this, then the king was able to bring wealth to himself. So the idea is here, the bodhisattva on the first ground acts that the altruistic attitude of that bodhisattva then acts as a cause for the attainment of Buddhahood, which would then bring great, you know, great benefit to all beings, similar to that.
That is the matter. The woman, the lawyer, to see the condition. Is your touch to a jagger?
Should we time for? If anybody had questions, this is a good time for questions. But,
do it away.
No. Drew a man and then
do a man to do it.
That's Chibo Jabo, what then?
Oh, I didn't do that. That's Lonnie.
You know, Konsa Danda. Yeah, yeah. But if there are any questions, we're just wondering anybody had any questions online or in the room? What do you say? Virtual or non-virtual questions? Anybody? Maybe we can then go ahead and read if you don't have any questions. Okay. Drigadun, that's a lona yan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drigadun. Oh, they did this.
Driva yoman. What?
Oh, they did. Come on, catch a dua.
No, I do.
Oh, do that.
Yeah.
Reset it.
Reset it,
please.
Oh, that's going to be hard to
do.
This one.
Can I give somebody permission to tell me?
Yes, Fred.
Fred,
you tell me when 15 minutes is up.
Yep.
Oh, true.
Somebody.
Happy it's not a third. Hey, that's the only one. Look at chick, one little chick. Hey, that's the only thing. Now, when Samke do chukbali ya, andi, ni ba Samke do chukba sunam di khabar sikdo. Shanda Samke chuna. And this one I'm carrying this year, though.
So now we're on the next one, the specific merit of causing others to generate the altruistic intention.
Oh, yeah. The Renjin Ranjin Chodin is the Jigdanye to Kangjeba, Tevesemge, Chundubo, Chodu, Tabra Chuba is the Rimbuchi Ranjin Changi, and it's Sanje Jirin Si Chuba Chodin, and it up in Jigdangi. That don't seem to touch him, but then he comes over and then he comes next in Chambo. That Tombo Teller two can send medals of a chuba to the son of Kazajun good essay. Teleja, the net, Janju Sambachilia, some kid to chuba in a mission that you send kid to chuba in a depending cigarette. The
rest
of them get chuan dulbo, chod to tubber chuba, chod to tubber it in the chog the curvan dumb grace and this chord is and dumb grace on good. Modulum.
Chog to.
Chok to Juba, Damba. Dinina and the Kariagas and Diagres.
Oh, no.
Dambira.
So then, here, the verse is how much merit is there in inspiring others to develop the altruistic intention of the great vehicle? The verse reads, someone may build a precious reliquary as high as the world. It is said training others to generate the altruistic intention is more excellent. So here, the idea is that you could build this huge, somebody could build this huge stupa like we have on our property, a stupa. And that's what it's referring to here. It's filled with the Buddha's relics. Then, and it could spread, be extremely vast. The idea is of a 3,000 great thousand world systems is a unit of the just a 10 to the ninth power of world systems. So then, and as high as the world of beneath none, which is this very distant pure land within cyclic existence, and so then. Then it's decorated with all sorts of precious stones and so forth, and that the merit that you accrue from that would be greatly surpassed would be by somebody who helps others to train in the altruistic spirit of enlightenment.
Tele, and Chanju some teacher with the pen, cigarettes, a check with the Dakaras and the Petisharwa. Then a Michi Trombacherwa, Tony, the Korang pulled out in the Kashi Yubacher. And then Pinjachi, New Yubacher, Pinjani, the Chidig, Korang shoes up, Pumbuke, and Legacy, Kangatiche. And it's the Korang Pudosulia, Tado Cheshi, Yate, and Yichena, Korang Pudos, Tado Chingedi, Koke, Chavares, Sonam Cheres, or Dinaji, Sanjay is in the issue with Shodan, the condition of Bale, Sanjay, don't give me Chevichedo. Sanjay ring gang meeting the Asogu Yoroa, Chanju Semke, Chuchi, Tabacha, Sambacha, and the Chuchi and Gamarchin, and the Chanju Sem, the musician, but in the Akinga, this sort of a dip and his cigarettes. Or Chidi Korangi, the game meeting Chidiko, Tonsanity, Robachevitre, chidi midi midi mejebe chiche koi tun tun ya yon ya tabishi chikido wa pinja chidi we. O di na shi sanje ki tun tun mejebe chiche wate sunam chikido esa.
So then the example of this, of the merit that comes out from building this huge stupa, and elaborate stupa, vast, high, and maybe we could say elaborate stupa, is likened to the following example, where a man died and one of his friends or relatives cremated the body, and while another relative looked after all his children. So it's said that the merit of the latter one, the relatives that looked after the children, was much greater. So it's because of just that somebody who just looks at, it's just the example of where you're, there's no sort of like continuous great expanse of merit that's happening from this one act of building a stupa, as much as there is from where you're helping somebody to generate the spirit of enlightenment and for the sake of others, and then all those others that the person then would become involved in, would then be doing great virtue and so forth. It would have a great increase of merit that it would exceed then that of somebody just becoming involved in the building of the stupa.
That and that got to say those, ne? Sanje ge ko chöden shang du ya bo re de ina simjen shen da li ya. Ne tendam changju sim kunju changju sim ti ya tenda. Chö shen ne lab je shen ne sanje ge sanje cha ya sanje ya tarwa to ge ge. Ya tapshi de changju sim ti ya da ni ji chim bu ti ya ma shi ti ya la so ba. Chö pa kabi che che chö de pa pel ne pa ju du zo ko. Chö le te ba che sam ba che kom ba che ne. Ne sanje de changju sim ba chen ge pa che le bi ngi wa ra. O de pen yu chi ge re sim ngi wa ra. De ge che bu re se.
Yeah, so it's talking, what's really being said here is that if you're explaining the teaching and to help others to develop either the ultimate or the conventional spirit of enlightenment, if you're and then those beings, then whoever those persons to whoever you're explaining to, it then do become involved in developing those qualities that help them to become bodhisattvas and then to become Buddhas, then the merit that you're accruing is going to be so much greater.
Sangye ya chanju senpa re ya rwa, dandam chanju sen, kunzu chanju sen, ane nyingji chenpo, marxie se ya rwa. O daga nanshi sangye ke chwe le, tuyba chenge, sangba chenge, gomba chenge, denba zenge, pangche, yueba te peke chenpo rwa. Te ne ko maungba na sangye ke chwe, tuyenge maungbo, pakcha chenge maungbo, tarwa tomge, tamche chenpe gomba le, rimjin zhongge de maungbo yonggui ho rwa. Te ne sangye ke tongde, sangye ke gyubade gyunche ke yo ma rwa. Pangache chigi chili shaya, chigi chili shaya, kanda chokor sikdo nga zo, chweji kolo shaya di dirwa. So so to, sangye ki chwe labja tuzi nyamle che, mi shandali shaya, diga to shandali shaya na, pe sangye ngengi mi gyuma chabi shaya dungdi yungu ara. O di pe penyu chambarwa. Dindu nga ranzo chwe le toba chaya, samba chaya, mili shaya, nyanya, o chwe ki chokba yina lega chaya, da tuzi pe, daga zi rinpo chingi rangi shingi, chwe din bumbra mangbo shambali,
It's not saying that there's no not much merit in building such a stupa. Of course, there's huge amount of merit in building a stupa, especially this elaborate and large. When you think about teaching others and helping them to develop the spirit of enlightenment, either conventional or ultimate spirit of enlightenment, in there, the difference is really in the, it's, I guess we'd say continuation is sort of the, what you're setting in motion, because there's the example of the Buddha turned the wheel of the teaching. That what is the turning the wheel of the teaching means is that the somebody explains the teaching, and then the others listen and put it into practice, and then they explain it to others, and so there's this continuation of the teaching going from teacher to disciple, and the disciple becomes teacher, and that goes on, and so then the and those all those teachers and disciples, and the amount of benefit that comes to all beings is enormous, relative to the simply, you know, enormous relative to the merit of building this one stupa.
Yeah.
Maybe that's enough just to stop with that one verse. Unless anybody had any questions. Questions. trying to speak, but they're mute. But no, I can't see any open mouth. Okay, so everybody's good.
Sally
has one.
Sally, so you have to
thought question.
On that which you just offered, teacher teaching students who learn a practice and then become teacher to students. Reminds me, similar, you think, kind of tossing a pebble in a pond and having the ripples continue?
Ripple effect. The ripple effect.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I could say like that.
It is like that, right?
Did Church, because Gagan Labdra La Church, they did in the concert, some Ladan, then the Church did in it, then it, because concert young Gagan Chagade, then it Shenda La Church Shagade, then it did Kolo Gordon, did called. Kojena Chichena did Do Chunang La Lugna did Balap sort of Chi Drogi or what did Nangshin Rebe de
Yeah, it's a tossing with a sword.
Code Chu Kasa, that's a then the Beji Yore did Do Chi Chunang La Lugna, then it did the Gokorgi Balap sort of Balap. Because I gunchik drogi or what? The nangshin might have been.
The pebble would be the teacher.
Something like that, anyway.
Ma lu pedi abu komasa.
Pedi chudi ma yu.
The luna?
Because I dodi ma lu the chudi.
Gogo
then the drogi or what? Then it did chu she.
Oh, Pedro
Kesha.
Pedro Kesha.
Pedro.
Ode, taku sangyerwa. Kyo kunse yonde kundeng kiburwa. Odegi maachi sunsha ne. Kyo kunse yonde kundeng kansa dine paanche yongurwa. Tongba rupchi ne midi paanche yongudwa. Yongudwa. Sangyengen da chanju senpa ta tinte paanche yonguwa ra. Kyuba maachi basi suwa.
Ode.
Tagi pinja te pukulta suna ko pukulta doche ti che maache ko kyuba di paang maache yonguwa ra. Tinte sangyengi kyuba di paang maache basi. Sangyenge, Ani sangye gusungbe labjat mbele shene chanju sem kyesho, tanda chanju sem kyesho. Ani chamba kyesho, nyingji kyesho, chweshe, tebache, sambache, kumbache bade kyesho mbore yusungbe ora. Diye chige chiliya gyuni pilgi ora, pewe tanda re kolo shayade nangwa tirwa. Chweji kolo shayade, kolo shayade ko korjan rongra ndus deyade ya marwa. Chige kor ndusve, chige she, nye, tebache, shendal she, diye pen, nyamsulan di shendal she na. Sangye ki
So it's the it's the idea of you know, if you think of your example of the stone being thrown into the water as an example of increase, you know, it's something, some increase of benefit. So the idea is really that that when you explain to somebody how to practice any of these teachings that are involved with the spirit of enlightenment, whether it be the ultimate spirit of enlightenment or the conventional spirit of enlightenment and all the love, compassion, and recognizing all beings as our mothers and so forth that are involved in that, what is being increased here or continued is, I guess it's what is being continued is the, you have a, what do you say, an unbroken continuation of beings or people becoming Buddhas, and at first becoming Bodhisattvas, then becoming Buddhas, and then teaching others to become Buddhas and so forth. And so the idea is that, that there's a, there's sort of like a, what do you say, an unbroken continuation, is it the only way I can think of saying it right now?
Perpetuation?
A perpetuation, yeah, another way of saying it is a perpetuation of this whole dynamic of beings becoming Buddhas and teaching and continuing the teaching that become, where more beings become Buddhas and continue the, continually teaching. So it's this unbroken perpetuation of the of beings becoming Buddhas, becoming enlightened, that has such great, you know, such a great amount of merit in it.
Yeah,
so it's just sort of everybody's in a line becoming, you know, you're continuing this line of beings becoming Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. Yeah. Everybody just sort of in line, you know, becoming Buddhas one after the other. Whether it's Geshe-la, Joshua, you know, Sally, you know, all in line becoming Buddhas. Yeah, so then all of us eventually become Buddhas and keeps on perpetual motion. So just it's just we're putting some kind of a potential or a seed of Buddhahood, you know, through that, this action, and then through that, everybody eventually becomes, you know, a Buddha. You know, you eventually become a Buddha. Maybe this is a good time to dedicate that for the sake of all living beings. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well, with whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times. I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds.
Thank you.
So then we're making a prayer for everybody to become Buddhas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're not saying goodbye to everyone.
Fred Charles-Jigide,
Guruji.
Nancy. This is it.
Oh, Nancy. Amy. Natalie.
Natalie.
Frank.
Frank.
Rick.
Rick. Rick. Rick.
Gemma than Diana.
Hi, everybody. He's Sally.
Okay. Take his video. Fred Charakigidi. Go ahead. He's so independent. You have to do it anyway. Doesn't matter. Go. Go with him.